It's all about the best in music right here on Drive with me, Brad. It's Ty Dolla Sign hanging out with Mac Miller. That one is called I Believed It. And Kehlani and Missy Elliott teaming up with Back and Forth right here on Drive. I think that's one of the latest jams as well. News coming up top of the hour. Don't forget tomorrow again. We're back again with Retro TV. There were a couple of messages coming through that was a little bit late for the Retro TV feature for the afternoon. Like from Arthur. Thanks, Arthur, for the message. Appreciate it. Randy, I heard from Randy as well, and Wayne. Thanks, guys. Wayne, didn't you text earlier? No, you didn't. It's a different Wayne. We'll make it happen again tomorrow. Desperate Housewives featuring this afternoon in our Retro TV right here on 107.7. Now, as part of our Youth Month focus, we just came out of Youth Day yesterday, obviously. We are continuing with the celebrations of our young people. And our young people, of course, that are making a difference and working hard towards their goals. I've got Sanawo Yola on the line with me, who has achieved great success in both Kung Fu, that's right, Kung Fu, and the South African Defense Force. Isn't that amazing? Sanawo, thanks for holding on. Welcome to Drive. How are you?
I'm good, and you? How is everyone?
Very well, very well. We're good, man. Healthy and good. Thank you so much for asking. How was your youth day yesterday? How? I think I have a bit of a bad line. I'm going to try and get Sanawo back on the line. Just a little bit of a bad line. We do apologize for that. He's joining us on the phone this afternoon. Are you with us, Sanawo?
Yes, I'm back.
Brilliant. Apologies for that, man. Let's see if we can keep the line steady for the next couple of minutes. So let's get into your story. You've achieved great success in both Kung Fu and now, of course, in the South African Defense Force. So where did your interest for both these fields come from? Let's start there.
Well, I believe the martial arts interest started when I was very, very young. You know, as a youngster, you always watch those Jackie Chan and Bruce Lee movies.
Yeah.
For me, I just thought of it as a dream that maybe would never come to pass because there was no martial arts in my mind when I was that young in Guguletu. And then I found myself in high school where my Shifo MJ came to my high school to do a demonstration and open up classes for martial arts, to which point where I was deciding in high school that I was going to be studying engineering or mechanical engineering after high school.
Yeah.
At that very moment when I was still deciding whether I was going to be continuing with my studies with engineering after high school, I joined the martial arts classes, thinking only I'd only be training, maybe competing here and there. And then lo and behold, time passed and I found myself competing against other schools in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And then also into South Africa. And from competing with schools in South Africa, my Shigong gave us the opportunity to go compete with other countries. Our first trip being in Hong Kong in 2018, then again in 2019, and then again in 2024. But in 2024, my Shigong gave us the opportunity to go into Botswana and in Hong Kong just to further expand the martial arts gift to Africa.
Yeah.
We competed with Botswana and Zimbabwe in a friendship championship in Botswana. However, we decided that there is potential in martial arts in Africa, and it's time for Africa to show what it is capable of. In Africa, youth Kung Fu Championships that happen annually in Cape Town, in the mother city, in Goodwood, we compete annually we've defended the championship successfully 4 times already, and hopefully we'll be able to defend that title every single time. Showcasing African martial arts and the youth's development with martial arts in Africa. And then came martial arts for me, when the SANDF, where they gave me an opportunity to further continue in my studies of mechanical engineering, because I was doing mechanical engineering in CPUT, but then those studies ended, but then the SANDF said I could continue with aircraft mechanics. So now I've taken those ventures and now I've continued inspiring youth in my hometown, which is Guguletu, and especially Cape Town, showing that as long as you keep your mind open and keep fighting for your dreams, you'll always be able to be in reach of them.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And part of the experience and the opportunities, so now that opened up for you, was the opportunity that you got to be team captain of that first Africa Youth Kung Fu Championships, which you spoke about. But what did that experience teach you, being in a leadership role? What did that teach you the most?
Well, the leadership role, when I was given the South African Youth Kung Fu team to be the leader,
yeah,
I wasn't really sure, because I was telling myself, I'm also a youngster. Why or how does my Qigong believe that I have the ability to lead such a vibrant group of teenagers and adolescents just to compete with other teams? But I had to trust the process, and my Qigong said he saw something in me that was the light of South Africa, where he could see the future of martial arts within the whole team. But then he knew that me being the team captain at that point was able to guide that light into the right path, instead of just having that spark within all of us and then maybe just dying out here and there. But when that light is guided by someone who's also a part of that light, then the goal will be achieved. And we did at that point. When he gave me that torch to be, you are the captain of the South African Youth Kung Fu team, I took it with both hands, gladly accepted it, and then chose to fly the South African flag even higher with the team.
And you did that with your team. It's absolutely amazing. So now, what would you say to young people that are listening now to your voice and our community this Youth Month, just on the other side of the Youth Day that was yesterday, who have big goals and big dreams but are unsure of where they should start? What would your message be to them?
Without forgetting what Youth Day means to South Africans. So that the June 16 is not just a holiday where the youth can relax. June 16 is a holiday that represents the drive that South African youth have. South African youth would have never had the opportunities, let's say, where I was able to represent South Africa in martial arts. That was never a dream for the youth of South Africa back in the day, before we even had the holiday. But the youth of South Africa stood together and was like, no, this country can be better, and it will be better, but it needs the youth of this country to fight for its right to stand amongst the greats. And if the youth back in the day did not make that decision, then we would still be struggling, trying to figure out what the youth of South Africa can do. So my message to the youth is, try and find your voice. Even though you feel like you are tied down by decisions, just know that it takes a young person's energy to push the agenda of the future.
That's incredible. So now you all are hanging out with me this afternoon. An amazing story, guys, from the world of Kung Fu to serving in the South African Defense Force. Absolutely incredible, and showing what's possible, of course, through things like hard work, determination, and discipline. Thank you, Sanawa. We appreciate it, and we wish you everything of the best for the future ahead.
Thank you. Shishini.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Take it easy. Bye-bye. Incredible. So young, doing Kung Fu all over the world, paving the way for other youngsters, and now in the South African Defense Force as well. At such a young age, doing amazing things. And by having conversations like this, creating platforms like this, on whichever show, we are showing what's possible if you are determined enough, if you believe in yourself and your product or your talent and your skill, and if you work hard. It's one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 day at a time, 1 week at a time, 1 month at a time, 1 year at a time, and you eat that elephant bit by bit, you'll get there. And so now his story is testament to the hard work that you put in and what you get out at the end of the day. We appreciate it. This is how we celebrate the success stories of our youngsters this Youth Month, right here on KC Drive with me, Brad. That was amazing.